Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sinane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Punyavadi Paschasya Vishitarane Vancha Kalpa Trujasya Kripa Sindhivirvaja Patitanam Pavanidhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasa Jitor Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
I follow Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18. Spirits at first by a Brahmin boy, text 9 through 11. Yes. Upavarnitam etadva.
Upavarnitam etadva.
Punyam parishitam maya.
Punyam parishitam maya.
Vasudeva Katopetam
Vasudeva Katopetam
Akyanam Yada Pritchata
Akyanam Yada Pritchata
Upavarnitam Etapa
Upavarnitam Etapa
Punyam Parikshitam Maya
Punyam Parikshitam Maya
Vasudeva Katopetam
Vasudeva Katopetam
Akyanam Yada Pritchata
Akyanam Yada Pritchata
In Russia, they had some difficulties, harassment from the government many years ago. And there was one lady that was she was arrested and harassed in so many ways. They tried to torture her and get other people, threatening her. And nothing worked. She kept chanting like that. They couldn't stop her from chanting. You know, it's mentioned like that. They brought some witch to cast some spell on her or something like that. So the witch was came there and immediately she felt very dark atmosphere. This devoted lady, I forgot her name unfortunately, and she started chanting, but the chanting somehow it didn't have any effect. She still felt that very much this evil presence from this witch. She started chanting some spells and everything, and threatening this devoted lady. So this devoted lady tried to chant the prayers to Lord Nrsingadev. And still nothing happened, she said. And then she was becoming very, disturbed and desperate. She started chanting Srila Prabhupada's Pranam mantra. And then all of a sudden the witch stopped all of her activities, and she got up and said, "No, I can't do this. I can't do anything." And the Russian authorities became very disturbed and said, "No, no, you have to do it. You have to continue." Said, "No, no, I can't do it. Why you can't do it?" Said, "As soon as she started chanting that mantra, I saw this old man. He was waving his finger at me. And he said, 'Don't try anything else.'"
Wow.
Yeah, this way, this lady protected the true prophet. So we always offer our obeisances to our spiritual master, true prophet, and the spiritual Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, translation. "O sages, as you did ask me, now I have described almost everything regarding the narration about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of Pious Maharaj Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of the activities of the Lord, and the activities of the Lord are performed in relation with the devotees of the Lord. Therefore, the history of the devotees is not different from the history of Lord Krishna's activities. A devotee of the Lord regards both the activities of the Lord and those of his pure devotees on an equal level, for they are all transcendental." I guess we'll go on. We're supposed to read two more verses. We'll continue. Can you repeat, can you unison? Yahya kata dharmata kata nino karna guna karna shaya kumbi samsera sadhu shri those who are desirous of achieving complete perfection in life must submissively hear all activities, all topics that are connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. Purport. The systematic hearing of the transcendental activities, qualities, and names of Lord Krishna pushes one towards eternal life. Systematic hearing means knowing him gradually in truth and fact, and this knowing him in truth and fact means attaining eternal life, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Which verse?
No.
Dhamma karma tamirti. Evam yogiti tatata means one who understands in truth. Chakta diham punarjanma. Such transcendental, glorified activities of the Lord Sri Krishna are the prescribed remedy for counteracting the process of birth, death, old age, and disease, which are considered to be material awards for the conditioned living being. Culmination of such a perfectional stage of life is the goal of human life and the attainment of transcendental bliss. Text 11. Rusha Ursu Sutta Diva Sama Sonya Kasasri Sanya
Yasvam Sama Sikrishasya Marayana Amitandiha.
Translation: the good sages said, O great Sutta Goswami, may you live many years and have eternal fame, for you are speaking very nicely about the activities of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This is just like nectar for mortal beings like us. When we hear about the transcendental qualities and activities of the personality of Godhead, we may always remember what has been spoken by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. That was that verse, Dhamma Karma Chamedhyam. His acts, even when the acts in human society, are all transcendental, for they are all accentuated by the spiritual energy of the Lord, which is distinguished from his material energy. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, such acts are called divyam. This means that he, transcendental acts. This means that he does not act or take his birth like an ordinary living being under the custody of material energy. Nor is his body material or changeable like that of ordinary living beings. And one who understands this fact, either from the Lord or from authorized sources, is not reborn after leaving the present material body. Such an enlightened soul is admitted into the spiritual realm of the Lord and engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, the more we hear of the transcendental activities of the Lord, as they are stated in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the more we can know of his transcendental nature and thus make definite progress on the path back to Godhead. So this is a very nice topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted Srimad Bhagavatam, Aradhya Bhagavan, Vrijesha Tanayas, Padama Vrindavan, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrtipadu Vardina Yakopita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, Raymond Kumar Kamaha. Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the perfect authority on spiritual topics. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as one of the five most important processes of devotional service. What are they? Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravana, Puravase, Srimurtira, Shraddha Seva. That the first thing is the association of devotees, chanting, holding, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravana. Because without hearing, there's no, even the Sadhu Sangha means that you're hearing from devotees, hearing from devotees. First thing is hearing. That is the most important process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepted. Was that verse there? Sani sita shruti katam. One should hear whatever one's position is. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have to change. You don't have to change your position. But one should hear topics of Krishna. That was stated that, earlier in the 16th chapter. Tat katyatam mahabhaga yadi krishna katashraya. That you should talk, you should speak these topics if they're related to Krishna. This is the, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything from the beginning to the end is topics of Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport to the first text 9 that the history of the devotees is not different from the history of Lord Krishna's activities. Whatever the devotee does is in relationship with Krishna. The pure devotees are always fixed in Krishna consciousness and always in relationship with Krishna, all their activities. And these are... So these are topics, historical activities. It's stated here, the first verse of the first purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of the activities of the Lord. So these are not some kind of imaginary stories. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva has no business in writing fictionary stories or some topics like that. These are all historical incidents. Historical incidents can prove the Siddhanta, the topics of Krishna, the philosophical topics of Krishna consciousness. And that is the method used by the devotees. It's like here, what was it? Shaunaka Sutta Goswami. The Shaunaka Rishi and sages are requesting Sutta Goswami to speak very nicely these topics of Lord Krishna. So there's topics. Srimad Bhagavatam is glorified in the other Puranas. There's actually two different glorifications of Srimad Bhagavatam, one in the Padma Purana and one in the Skanda Purana. They both have very nice descriptions of the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. I wanted to explain something about the story that is mentioned in the Padma Purana today. It's giving a very nice description about how when these sages were assembled there, Sutta Goswami and Shaunaka Rishi, along with the other sages at Naimisharanya, they were glorifying how the topics of Krishna were the best means of deliverance in this age of Kali. So he said that that when Sutta Goswami, he mentioned that when Sukadeva Goswami was preparing to speak to Maharaj Pariksit, the demigods, they came and they offered him a pot of nectar. This nectar that was churned from the ocean of milk, they offered him a pot of nectar. This demigods there have very long lives from drinking this nectar, but they're not very confident. That was mentioned in the story of the incident of Agasura, when Agasura was being harassing, came to disturb Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. It's mentioned that the demigods, they were not, they were very much afraid of this big demon, this Agasura, that he was so fearful. Even the demigods, they were afraid of him, even despite their drinking nectar. But the cowherd boys, they're contrasted with the demigods, that they were not at all afraid of this Agasura. And they danced and clapped their hands as they walked into the mouth of the demon. So this is the difference, that the demigods still, they had this idea that they would offer this pot of nectar to Shukadeva Goswami, and they said, here, you take this pot of nectar and let us have the nectar from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Shukadeva Goswami was thinking, what they're talking about? How you can compare this Dhruva Maharaj, he compares it Kachan Bichindan Apijivi Ratnam. He says, how you can compare a broken piece of glass with a valuable jewel? I used to do this real estate appraisals, and they said that you can't compare apples to oranges like that. So you have to have something similar to compare. So how you can compare a pot of nectar with the that is turned from the ocean of milk with the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, which can give one eternal life, as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Samhita Jnana. So, when Brahma, he also became astonished by this, the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam was so astonishing that even Lord Brahma, he took this Srimad Bhagavatam, as described in Padma Purana, that he put Srimad Bhagavatam on one side of the scale, and he put all the other processes for attaining liberation on the other side, and Srimad Bhagavatam was far superior. So, there we are. So Maharaj. Somehow they moved to the description moves from the Shukadeva Goswami explains how the Srimad Bhagavatam, the history of the Srimad Bhagavatam, does not actually begin with Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Maharaj Pariksit, but it's described also how Anandadev first spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to the four Kumaras. And the four Kumaras, they also spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Narad Muni one time at Badrinath in the Himalayas, the Himalaya mountains. The four dhams are there: Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri, and Jamunotri. Very special places that devotees like to go. Those who are pious. So at Badrinath one time, the Kumaras were sitting there, and they saw Narad Muni came there. And Narad Muni was in a very dejected mood. He was very looking morose, and this is very strange for such a personality like Narad Muni. So the Kumaras, they said, what's going on? Why are you so looking so dejected and morose? They said, I went to all these holy places, Pushkar, Prayag, and Haridwar, Setu Bandhan, Sri Rangam, and everywhere I see that people are engaged in materialistic activities. Even so-called devotees, the Bhagavatam reciters, they're reciting for money, and no one is understanding actually what is the goal of life. This was at the beginning of Kali Yuga, because it's just described in the beginning here, the third chapter, I think it is Krishnesvata. First chapter. Krishna Swadama Pagate Dharma Gyanadi Saha Halona Shadrisham Isha Purana Purana. That the moment that Krishna departed from this world, Kali Yuga entered. And Kali Yuga means that all the good qualities of men are destroyed gradually, one after another. So the Kumaras, when they heard that, they said that, why you should be somewhere else. He said they explained something that Narad Muni said, well, even I went to the Vrindavan, the bank of the Jamuna, and I saw there was one lady there, attractive lady. She was sitting with two old, decrepit people, men, and I asked them, who you are? She said, I'm Bhakti. She said, I've been wandering around in a very forlorn condition, but when I came here to Vrindavan, I became a little bit enlivened and felt very much rejuvenated. But my two sons here, they are actually old, decrepit, but they are her sons. Said, this is Jnana and Vairagya. And they're very much in a difficult condition in this age of Kali. That even though I've been blessed, I felt some rejuvenated by coming here to Vrindavan, my two sons, Jnana and Vairagya, they're very difficult condition because no one here is studying the devotional scriptures like that. So, and she asked Narad Muni, why didn't this Parikshit kill this Kali Yuga when he had an opportunity? And Narad Muni said, well, Parikshit, he understood what is the, there's great, actually, some, even though Kali Yuga is so dangerous condition of life for has so many bad qualities, everything good is being attacked in so many different ways. Parikshit was very intelligent. He understood that Kali Yuga has one very important quality. What is that? Asti heko mahatguna. Kirtana the Krishna Mukta Sangha for us. That simply by chanting the holy name one can attain perfection of life. So Narad Muni, he glorified Bhakti of course and said that you have so many good qualities and you're very dear to the Lord. Krishna is your most dear to the Lord. And that time, Narad Muni, he went around looking for some to different places, asking the different sages and saints what to do about this Jnana and Vairagya. And that's when he came back to Badrinath. And the Kumara said that you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And this way, they started glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. And in so many different ways, the Supreme Lord appeared there also as they were glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. And then they gave some, as they mentioned the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narad Muni asked, well, what about some kind of history that proves the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam? Because, as we said, that the historical events are used to establish some philosophical point. Srila Prabhupada, very expertly, he used that approach in the verse that Prahlad Maharaj has praised, that Viprat-Vishat-Vimayatat Agavindanava, that the Brahman who was endowed with 12 qualities, he's inferior to the devotee who is even Swapacham-Varishtam, that the devotee who is even a Swapacha, He's more exalted because the devotee, the Brahman, even though he's endowed with the 12 qualities of a Brahman, he can't purify even himself. Pranam punati sakulam natu purimana. That the devotee, even though he's coming from a family of Malacha's Swapacham, dog eater. He can purify not only himself, but his family. So in the purport there, Srila Prabhupada says that he proves that this is a fact. This is a fact that that he gives the example that even one of the devotees, the mother of one of the devotees of a Krishna consciousness movement, because most of the devotees are coming from this Prabhupada category, dog eater. Well, perhaps not dog eaters, but at least we're outcasts according to Vedic calculation. He said that even the mother of one of the devotees was on her deathbed inquiring, who is this Krishna? And there's many examples like this of how important this Krishna consciousness, how potent, how effective this Krishna consciousness is, even for someone. I had also experienced, I can say that even though my father was very materialistic, almost, maybe not quite, but drinking every day something, and very, not very religious, not like that, but even at the, practically on his deathbed, he was saying, said, you've done the right thing. He told me that by coming to Krishna consciousness, you've done the right thing. That was a couple days before, but there's many examples like that. This is our, and similarly, this Ajamil, he's cited as a historical example of how Prakrit was inquiring from Shukadeva Goswami after the fifth, after hearing about the hellish conditions in the fifth canto, he asked, how will people be delivered from this condition of life? Shukadeva Goswami gave some different means of purification. He first tried to tell him that the, maybe you can, maybe they can get a little bit purified by atonement. Prakrit Maharaj, no, I don't think that's very practical. So like a manye kunjara sochivata, just like an elephant takes bath and he becomes, he throws the dust all over himself as soon as he gets out of the bath. And then he said, and then Shukadeva Goswami said, well, maybe by cultivation of knowledge they can get purified. Prakrit Maharaj didn't like that either, because people hear, thief, he hears that he'll get punished if he gets caught, but still, he gets. So then he gave the example of, this historical example of Ajamil, how Ajamil was purified by chanting the Lord's holy name. So in this case, Narad Muni was requested, well, what about some examples, historical examples of the potency of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? So then the Kumaras gave this very nice example of one personality called Gokarna. He said that Gokarna was the, anyway, he said that there was this personality, Atmadev. Atmadev was a very rich person, but he was a miser. He used to go out and beg for his livelihood. And he didn't spend any of his money, he didn't give an in charity. And his wife was there, Unduli. She was also a very cruel, miserly. And they were very, they had so many bad qualities. Even though they were very rich, they never gave in charity, they never helped anybody or anything like that. So they continued on their life this way. So many years passed, and then this Atmadev, he thought that, what I'll do without a son? Because a son is very important in Vedic culture like that. And he went to the forest for a while, did some austerities, and he was trying to, different saintly persons he would approach, give me how to get a son. So eventually one saintly person said, you're not destined to get a son, but anyway, take one fruit, I'll give you one fruit, and they can get a nice son. But you have to follow very carefully these strict vows, religious vows, in order for him to be saintly. So this Atmadev, he took this fruit back to his wife, Gunduli. He gave this fruit to his wife, and then he went off again to perform some austerities. And this Dunduli, she was not very, as was mentioned already, cruel and miserly person. She said, what is the use? I get a son. I have to, first of all, be pregnant, and so many suffering is there, and childbirth, and I may even die. And then you have to raise the son, and so much trouble is there. Why should I bother with this? And eventually she gave this fruit to a cow. And Atmadev came back. And meanwhile, she had some, Gunduli had some sister. She had confided in her sister about this trouble of childbirth and told her her plan that her sister actually gave birth. It was pregnant. She gave birth, and she said, you can take my son and raise him. And I think Gunduli gave her some money, some payment for the child. Atmadev came back, and this the son, his name was Gundukari, and he was very rascal. First-class rascal. He became a prostitute hunter, and he lived with five prostitutes in his house that Atmadev went away, and the Sunduli, she lost her life, fell in a well. So this Dundukari, he was very rascal, living with these five prostitutes, and these five prostitutes were trying to exploit him for everything they could get. They tried to tell them to get some ornaments and nice saris for us and keep on going. And he was such a rascal, he had no means of livelihood like that. So eventually these five prostitutes, they killed him. Eventually they tried different ways. They were unsuccessful, and eventually they were able to kill him. And he took a ghost body. And meanwhile, this, of course, this fruit that was given to the cow by Dunduli, this was not fruitless. I mean, it was, produced a child. It's actually, child had the ears of a cow, and therefore he was given the name Gokarna. Go means cow, and Karna means ears. And he was a very great saintly person. He had gone out on pilgrimage places and everything, and he came back eventually to this house where his brother was, Dundukari. And he came there to the house after this Dundukari was killed by these prostitutes, and he met this fearful ghost king who said, very distressed condition. He said, oh, don't you remember me? I'm your brother, Dundukari. Help me. You got to help me find some means. And meanwhile, this Gokarna, he had already heard about the death of his brother. He had already gone to Gaya and performed Shraddha, and it wasn't ineffective. So he said, I've already gone there to Gaya and performed Shraddha for you. He said, I can't understand why you're still suffering in this condition. So he inquired from different persons in the area. I said, oh, you have to hear some Srimad Bhagavatam. Eventually the son, Surya Narayan, said, you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So He recited Srimad Bhagavatam for his brother, Dundakari. Dundakari, had, meanwhile, he took his, he was in a ghostly body. He took up residence in one bamboo with seven sections like that. And each day, after hearing one day of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of these sections of the bamboo would break. And on the seventh day, the last portion broke, and the Vishnu Dutas came there to take this Dundakari back to Godhead. And Gokarna, he said, "What? What's going on? There's so many other personalities here present. How come you're just taking him? What about all these other people that are listening?" He said, "There's a difference in their quality of listening." I heard some question, I think, last week about how one can attain perfection simply by hearing. So there's a difference in the quality of hearing. I talked after that with Pran, and we were remembering at the end of the third chapter, it's described that it said, Srila Prabhupada mentions that no one can hear attentively who's not pure in mind, and no one can be pure of mind who's not pure in his activities, and no one can be pure in his activities if he's not pure in his eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this way one has to hear very attentively. This is the solution to all the problems in our spiritual life, is to hear very attentively the holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, somehow hear the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada has said very nice end of the third chapter. He says that but somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is so important. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and the association of devotees is so important. Another glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam from the Skanda Purana describes some more glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. I think we're on there if anyone has comments or questions.
I was told, I don't know if it's still happening, that
I
was told that at the foothills of the Himalayas, there is one man who memorized the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would be reciting it. And he does that constantly. But people, you know, he's doing it almost like a business.
Ah, yes. This is, of course, Sanatana Goswami gives specific warning in that regard, that he says, Avaishnava Mukortinam, Putam Harikatamutam, Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam. Naiva Kartavyam means, it's very emphatic, you know, one should never hear from such a person who's a Vaishnav, who's not qualified Vaishnav principles. One has to be in this cyclic succession and following the principles of Vaishnav life like that. Otherwise, Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam, one should never hear. Putam Harikatam, Sarpochishtam Yatapaya. It's like milk touched by the lips of the serpent.
I was thinking about the holy name. In this Kalyuga, the holy name, whether...
The holy name what?
It's so potent that if one just utter it in a jest way,
yes,
he still gets a great benefit.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing, because I was thinking also historical incidents in my life, and I remember that one of the first times I heard Hare Krishna was from some degenerate comedians. I shouldn't actually say degenerate, because I was thinking even Bilba Mangala offered his respect first to his spiritual master, the Chintamani, the prostitute, because she pointed out the devotional service. So similarly, this personality is Cheech and Chong. They're like, I remember, Hare Krishna, groovy guys, groovy girls. I had one recording of theirs. Hare Krishna, groovy guys, groovy girls. This is, I think, the first time I heard Hare Krishna, and I don't know, somehow or other, here we are. I mean, I can't say how it happened, but that's part of the history. So, yes, Sankityam Harparihasam, in the Srimad, in the discourse of Ajamiya, it's described that even jokingly or neglectfully or any way or somehow or other, when one hears the holy name, they get the benefit. Of course, one has to avoid offenses. Offenses is a little bit different thing. All right. Anything else?
Today
is.
Is that okay?
Mataji, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, today is.
This Mataji's
birthday,
and we have some nice prasadam here for everybody.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mata Gaurangi.